Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Steve Boyles of The Ohio State University. We're talking about cattle handling with Steve in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, understand the Beef Checkoff has commissioned some research on plant-based meat alternatives and their impact on the beef industry. Tell us more.
Well, plant-based alternative proteins may be getting a lot of hype, but the reality is that consumers still love and choose beef. To fully understand alternative proteins' influence in the marketplace, as well as consumers' buying habits and perception of beef, the Beef Checkoff commissioned a research study about plant-based alternative proteins and their potential impact on beef demand. The study found real beef, is currently chosen in the marketplace about three times more often than plant-based protein alternatives. Second, beef has a good image. Consumers' perceptions of beef taste, appearance, price, and naturalness greatly exceed that of plant-based proteins. Regular meat consumers are much less likely to select a plant-based item when a beef item is available. For beef producers who want to learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
At the second annual Cattlemen's Congress, there was a special BQA training, beef quality assurance training, that included a presentation from Dr. Steve Boyles from The Ohio State University. He is the 2021 National Beef Quality Assurance Educator of the Year. Dr. Boyles has a very distinctive style in helping cattle producers understand how to properly care for their animals. We had the chance to talk with him about some of his ideas right after his presentation at Cattlemen's Congress. Steve, I know that you get around the country and you talk with producers about how they can successfully and safely handle their cattle, both for the cattle but for themselves as well.
Absolutely. I think people understand the human side. They pay insurance, and when you have to use that insurance, it gets even more expensive. But even from the animal side, for their safety, just from an animal welfare standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint, bruising causes the beef industry millions of dollars every year, and that comes from animal handling. If we just work, there are two speeds to work cattle. There's human speed, and there's animal speed, and we need to work cattle at cattle speed. And normally cattle speed, we think it's slower, but it actually ends up being faster.
You talked about the need to make sure that you reduce the stress levels of your animal.
Yes, especially with, if you've got cows and heifers back on the ranch, you're developing a relationship, an understanding with those animals for a number of years. If they get to know us and our movements, then they're going to understand how, oh, this person wants me to move this way, and rather than be frantic about it, they're going to move in an easy manner, understanding what we want them. We think it's so strange that we can train a dog, we can train a horse, we can train cattle as well.
You're working, of course, with the BQA program, Beef Quality Assurance Program, and as you mentioned, there's economic benefits to making sure that these cattle handle in a very calm way.
Absolutely. Just mentioned from a market standpoint, but that also the customer, and brought up in some panels earlier today about our consumer expects this. It's not just the product itself. They expect a certain way that this product is going to be brought to them, and it makes them feel good to eat that beef, but it makes them feel good to understand this animal was handled in a proper way.
You talked about the fact that if you can get those animals to walk before they're going instead of run or sprint, that will actually improve the carcass quality.
Yes. The fancy thing is blood chemistry, but it affects the meat quality too. If an animal that's highly stressed, you could get, say, what's called a dark cutter. Is the meat safety? Yes. But it's not very attractive. Also, when they're running, they could run into something, and it comes back to that bruising. All those are economic. There are two ways to look at this. It's the economic, but also from an ethical standpoint. And I think people that raise cattle want to do it ethically as well. We love cows. I have to admit, there's some cows I know I like better than some of the people I know.
One of the things you mentioned I thought was really interesting, the fact that they do have really good senses of hearing.
Yes. And I, to be honest, I work with some packing plants, and they were playing music, piano music. And I said, well, I don't like your music because occasionally the keys were hit hard. And I said, let's go with breeze sounds instead. Something that they're familiar with, a nice white noise sound is so much better. And let's say we've got a squeeze chute that makes hisses and things like that. They're not familiar with it. There's not the worst thing in the world to have some white noise or locate what's in that corral or that squeeze chute away from the animals.
End of the day. This can actually be a obviously it's the right thing to do, but it's also an economic benefit for that producer.
Absolutely. It's the right thing to do. We love working animals. This is, it's a lifestyle choice. You know, we could maybe make money in some other, I don't want to denigrate any other business, but this is what we've chosen to do. And I think one of the reasons is we like animals, and that's why we do it.
Dr. Stephen Boyles, you got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Cattlemen, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest, Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting by going to okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.